Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to the podcast. A lot of you are there right now listening to the podcast. You know it's free web, live web TV show every day, 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. And we've got some announcements. We've got stuff going on. Hey, Menace, let me just say hello to you.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I feel bad. I don't want to blow it, but we do have a guest in studio, and they don't know that I don't talk before the show.
Oh, okay.
So they might think I'm rude, but
yeah,
that's
he's not
what
rude.
Do.
He just doesn't talk. Okay, so and he doesn't talk after the show. In fact, I've never talked to him unless we're on air.
Yeah,
silent something sort yeah. of. Yes, we do have a guest. Thanks for mentioning that. He wrote a book called Fit for Love, Billy Sunday Mars. We're going to talk about the sex exercises that you can do to enhance your sex life. Is that how you say it? That's Fit for Love. He teaches courses. Like, forget your aerobics class, whatever people take. What do people take now?
They take spin classes. Yoga or Pilates.
Pilates.
It's big.
You should just take this class so you can have better sex. So we're going to get into that. And we'll also, today we're also giving away every single day. We're giving away a free Friends with Benefits. If you like the Sex with Emily page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/sexwithemily, every day, one person will be randomly selected to win a free Sex with Emily membership. And if you're already a fan, you are still eligible. And if you're selected, we'll send you a message and you will get a free membership. And we'll announce your name on the show.
Good.
Good.
So what's going on with you?
You know, lots of things.
Lots of... Oh, I hate when you say that.
I know.
So what are the lots of things? Tell me anything today?
Today, I can tell you... You're like frustrated with me or something. Today,
no, I just don't... I just
don't know what that means. Like, lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. Like what?
I don't know.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. I'm just busy doing stuff, working, and hanging out with friends. And I got a friend's birthday party tonight, which is going to be really fun. She owns this cool club in the city called Project One, and it's her birthday. Uh-huh. And I'm doing that tonight. And last night I had a fun dinner with an old friend that I hadn't seen in 30 years, 20 years, or something like that. And
who
we
is
grew
this
up
old
together.
Friend?
He's an old friend.
See how she says friend?
Friend, we never slept together.
I know, but see, the thing is, this is how you can tell with a woman if she hung out with a guy or not, because she'll say friend. If it was
He's
a
married
girl,
with two kids and lives in New York.
It doesn't matter. I'm not saying that you hooked up with him, made out with him, gave him a hand job or anything like that. I'm just saying the moment that a woman says, oh, yeah, my friend, it's a guy. Instead of saying, oh, yeah, I was hanging out with my
girlfriend. Because we say girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's the instant. It gives it away instantly.
I should have him on the show before he should come back. Anyway, he's an interesting... No, it's a giveaway. Yeah, so he's a guy that we knew each other growing up. And Yeah, it was fun. He has a skincare line that's really popular for men called Anthony's Skincare.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it? We'll get you some. It's amazing. They sell it like at Nordstrom and Sephora.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Nice stuff. So anyway, we had caught up. We talked about childhood. Yes.
Did you drink wine? What kind of wine?
I did drink wine. I had some Sauvignon Blanc, I believe, and it was good.
Okay.
Yes, it was really good. And then, I don't know. What's going on with you? Tell me about you.
I am getting all my schedules together. You might hate me, but I might fly to LA on Friday real quick.
Really?
Just for a couple hours.
That's okay. I'll miss you. But why?
Rob Durdek.
What are you doing in LA? What?
Rob Durdek. He's a professional skateboarder. He has this big, huge warehouse. It's called the Fantasy Factory.
Okay, cool.
And he's on MTV, and he's starting another television show, and he's having a press thing. So I might have to fly
for
that.
Cool. That's fine. Just let me know. Just keep posted. We'll just cry when you're not here.
And then I'm just like booking everything, like, for the month of October, got a bunch of concerts and stuff.
Great.
I already booked myself for Lollapalooza 2012.
It was that good?
Today.
Because it was that fun?
I got to go every year anyway, so might
That's
as well.
That's so cool.
I saw a hotel that I want to stay at next year.
You don't want to stay the W again?
I love the W. Love the W.
Right?
You know, I'm the biggest fan. But
obsessed.
It's just the walking factor.
Oh, it was too far?
Yeah.
Got it.
Too far.
So okay.
That's what I'm doing.
That sounds really good. All right. I don't know why my I don't know.
What's going on?
Nothing is going on.
You sure?
I'm sure.
What about that guy you're hanging out with?
He's good. I saw him last night after my dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It's good.
Why aren't you sharing that with me? What's going on?
I don't know. Because he's kind of awesome. He's a great guy. And so
I'm
not in love. Dude, I don't fall in love.
Oh, sorry.
I don't do that.
Okay.
No, but I like him.
So what did you do?
We just hung out at his house.
That's it?
Yeah. No, we walked around the mission with my dog.
How's the dog going?
The dog is good.
What's the guy feel about the dog?
I think he pretends that he likes her.
Yeah, I would too.
You pretend you liked her?
I would pretend I
liked her. No, you didn't like her. She was sitting in your lap. You're like, this is a problem when you have men over there and the dog's going to sit on your lap.
The dog farted on me and it stunk.
I know. She's got stomach issues.
She's got stomach issues.
So I'm trying her out for another month. I've got another month left. I've made all these new friends at the dog park. She has play dates. People text me. They're like, is Daisy there? Because Daisy, she is this crazy Jack Russell Terrier that is upset, has so much energy that she never ever stops. And she wears out all the other dogs. Everyone's like, we love playing with your dog because your dog wears out. So I'm talking about my dog now a lot. But that's true. That's what she does.
It's all very sexy. What's going on in Sex with the News?
This is what we got. Okay, but this is what we're talking about today. Some topics of the show today include emails, orgasms from oral sex, menopause and sex, body image, and too much stamina in bed. And we've got some sex in the news that I'm going to get to right now.
Cool.
Okay. Celebrity penis names. Would you name your own penis? And even if you had, would you reveal your pecker's name to the public? Here's a compilation of celebrities that were so proud that they couldn't help but boast its name. Recently had Jay Leno, Hugh Jackman revealed his wing's secret identity. You really want to know who old James Roger is? Let me show you, he said, pretending to unbutton his pants. Okay, so last season on Jersey Shore, Snooki was quite taken with Vinny's strapping manhood. In fact, she loved it so much, she named it Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Did you know this? Uh-huh. You know
she
this because Jersey Shore.
Yeah, she always talks about it.
Okay, John Mayer named his effin' David Duke something. cock something. Who named? Do you name your penis?
No, I haven't.
It's okay if you did. You can tell me the name.
I haven't, I swear.
Billy Sunday Mars, you name your penis? Is that a personal question? Here, move this closer to you.
It's an alter ego.
Oh, is it?
Well, you're into the whole sex.
Okay, got it. Okay, here's some other. Macaulay Culkin revealed that his nickname for his member is Floyd.
Floyd?
Yep.
He was with Mila Kunis for a long time.
Yeah, so she probably called him Floyd too, I think. They called Owen Wilson the Butterscotch Stallion in reference to his blonde mane and his horse-sized dong. Rainn Wilson tweeted his wing's name, the Failed Whale.
The Failed Whale?
Uh-huh. I can't believe all these dudes are like outing themselves with their names or their penis. That's kind of funny.
Why not? They're just being funny about it.
I know, but I just never knew. I wouldn't want some guy to be like, oh, and I'd like you to meet Bob. I'd be like, really? I don't want to know your net Bob. Your penis's name is Bob. And you don't want to name yours right now just for fun?
No.
Okay.
Probably not. I can't come up with anything right now. I apologize.
God, you're so low energy today.
I'm not. I'm waiting for you to pop on out.
I'm popping.
All right.
Psychiatrist had sex with married patient as delegation waited outside his office. A psychiatrist had sex with a married woman patient on his consulting room floor while a delegation from the local's Women's Institute was waiting outside for a tour of the hospital. Dr. Stephen Lomax, who was also married at the time, had given the mother of two astrology readings, predicting she was on the edge of something new. God damn it. People
Yeah, she was.
I bet she was.
Of his wiener.
The woman, referred to as Mrs. A, came to Dr. Lomax suffering from low self-esteem after being diagnosed with a thyroid condition.
Oh, those are the best, the ones with low self-esteem, because they'll love you forever.
Oh, my God. I mean, what? You can't sleep with your patients, therapists.
Yeah, of course they do all the time.
I know they do, actually, but they really shouldn't. Not that I know. Not
do you know by experience?
No, well, I actually do know by experience, but not from my own experience.
Oh, okay.
But I know of an experience that happened with someone with their therapist. Mm-hmm. Not good. We're not going to get into that. Okay,
I should be a therapist.
What'd you say?
I should be a therapist.
Exactly.
I'll cure you with my wiener.
Okay, perfect. Teen faces prison after sex doll prank goes awry. Okay, so when 18-year-old Tyle Morton put a blow-up sex doll in a bathroom stall on the last day of school, he didn't expect school officials to call bomb squad or that he'd be facing up to 8 years in prison and a possible felony record.
What?
The senior prank gone awry has raised questions of race, prosecutorial zeal, and the post-Columbine mindset in small Indiana town. Whatever. So they feel like they feared that it was explosives, but it was really a sex doll. Schools are so uptight.
Like, I hear about crazy stories where kids are pulling pranks that weren't even that bad. Like, the one that I heard most, actually Jimmy Kimmel brought it up, where a kid wanted to ask a girl out to the prom.
Right.
And, you know, in high school, the big thing is, like, you ask in a special romantic way. And this guy cut out in cardboard, big giant cardboard signs, and put them out inside, in front of the school, asking this girl to go.
Right.
Cardboard signs.
Not even
taped to the wall or anything like that.
Right.
Just laid there, right?
Okay.
They wouldn't let him go to prom.
Why?
Because they said it was vandalism.
That's so dumb.
That's how bad
it
is.
That's so sad. That's crushing. This kid, he like went out and did this whole valiant effort.
Yeah, so they put him on the Jimmy Kimmel show and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
that's
that was
good.
Really
Did she say yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I don't remember guys being like, it was a big deal to go to the prom. I don't even remember.
Well,
I remember prom, but I don't remember being like.
It never hit me until I started watching a lot of reality television, like MTV, where like Laguna Beach and all this other stuff where they had a lot of teens on television.
Right.
But I don't know where this came out of, where they would do a big. They would do a big, you know, moment with the asking of the out.
Oh, it's called a blow up doll. So he's saying it's called a blow up doll. So could be the explosives.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, wait. Right. So you were saying okay? It is a blow up doll. Okay. Anyway, new male vibrator claims to boost erections. In recent days, gadget bloggers such as Gizmag and Tech Gadgets have been buzzing about a new handheld gadget for men with erectile dysfunction. Vibrect, just approved by the FDA, great name, promises not only help men maintain rigidity without medications, but also to deliver stronger orgasms. To aid erections, Vibrect is used about 7 to 10 minutes prior to sexual intercourse to stimulate penile nerves. Instead of relying on a little blue pill to get things ready for the bedroom, the device, which looks a bit like a hair crimper, right, delivers targeted nerve stimulation to both dorsal and ventral surfaces of the penis using medical soft pads. It'll launch August 15th and will cost $300. How would that work? I mean, I don't get, I guess if it's vibrating it, I don't know. What do you think about that?
It's what I talk about in my books. It's the nerves.
Right. Do you think it'll work?
It could. I mean, that's the penis is a muscle.
Right.
And they've used muscle stimulation. I mean, that's what they use for those ab exercises. Somebody probably was wearing
one. Penis is a muscle. Mm-hmm.
They probably put an ab thing
it
around their wiener.
And said, hey, or maybe did it on purpose and suddenly said, hey, this thing works.
Exactly. Huh. Okay. So it's $300. Do you want one minus? I can probably get you one.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Another option for men who have trouble maintaining erections has been dubbed the Viagra condom. Okay, we've heard about this one a few times, but what's the news? Let's see. British biotech company Futura Medical has created the new condom, currently known as CSD500, that is coated on the inside with a vasodilator gel that increases blood flow and results in stronger, longer-lasting erections. There's so much stuff coming out for men and their penises. I mean, really.
No, you guys had everything forever.
No, we haven't.
All we've had is our hand. You guys, like, yeah, you got these guys crazy aren't even, contraptions.
Guys aren't even, like, migrating over to this stuff, though. I mean, pills they are, but I don't know. Maybe a condom, that would be good. With the
There's a... They've been talking the about mint that, condom is crazy.
The mint condom?
Yeah.
Because it's minty?
It's like a minty...
Is it for your... Does it feel supposed to feel good for the yeah. penis, or is it supposed to be good
for... Both. Both. For both people.
Oh, I don't know about it. Have
it
you used it?
It feels crazy. Yeah, I've used one before.
Where'd you get it? Who makes it?
I don't know.
You some just found girl, it? Some girl Did you get it at the... Did you get it at the machine inside the nightclub?
No, but those ones are the best. The glow-in-the-dark ones and the ultra-crazy
Just in case rib. You lose the penis, it glows yeah. in the dark? That's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
I wonder how that actually, like, how bright it is in the dark.
I know. I think that you out. Should use one. We're going to do a condom review show.
Cool. You guys find me one and I'll check it out.
I know. Yeah, it'd be kind of
freaky.
It looked
like a lightsaber.
Exactly. I don't know if I'd want to do that. Okay. Are you becoming infertile? Infertility is much a man's problem as a woman's. And while women's fertility issues are sometimes caused by missing that narrow window of opportunities, men's problems can be lifelong or created by life choices. In the last 50 years, human male fertility has been declining. And they say it can be because of poor nutrition, your job, drug, alcohol, and tobacco use, sexual problems like premature ejaculation, exposure to toxins. So have you heard this? Men are becoming more and more fertile. So we think it's the woman's problem, right?
Yeah, it's mostly the guys not taking care of themselves.
They have to be healthy.
They have to be healthy, yeah. Definitely.
Men have to exercise. They're going to become infertile. You hear that, Menace?
That's cool. I don't want to have kids anyways.
Yes, you do. You'll have kids one day.
Maybe. No. Yeah, I definitely would probably have kids.
Definitely would probably.
Maybe I have some I don't even know about
already.
You might,
honey. You're right.
Maybe you too. I'm just kidding.
That wouldn't happen. Okay, we can get some emails. Oh, but, first, right. but first, this is what I have to tell you. We have to talk about the results from last week's poll. Have you ever had sex with a coworker? 39% of men said yes, while 12% of women claimed to have sex with a coworker. And then 38% of men said they hadn't, and 11% of women said they haven't had sex with a coworker. So only 12% of women have had sex with a coworker. That's crazy
That's
to me.
That's impossible. They're lying.
That's crazy to me. I figured everyone's up with a coworker at some point.
Wouldn't you think it's 50-50 of all these
people?
Yeah,
but it's 39% of men and 12% of women. Who are they sleeping with? I don't know. We've slept with coworkers. Have you slept with a coworker?
I have to watch myself, especially in my line of work. I have to really be careful.
You do have to be careful, but I bet you do. Because you're like sexy, like talking, touching all these. I see all your positions in your book here with the women. I'm like, they for sure did it. There's pole dancing in here.
It is. It's just acting. God.
It's true. People make assumptions about me.
I know. I mean, so, I left the priesthood for this.
You did?
No.
She's gullible, though.
No, I am gullible. But, you know, yeah, people make assumptions. Okay, this week's new poll, what's the best way to tell someone that you want to be more than friends?
I want to be more than friends.
Okay, number one, just kiss them. Number two, confess your love through an email.
No.
Three, blast a love song below their window.
What? All these suck.
A mutual friend investigates for you, or you just stay in the friend zone, and hopefully they'll confess their feelings for you first.
Mutual friend.
You have a mutual friend do it.
Yeah, mutual friend. I mean, that's the easiest without
but
hurting
your feelings. We did that like when we were 12.
Yeah, but I mean...
You go tell him that I think he's cute?
No, you don't do that. You just kind of like, oh, so what do you think?
You kind of check it out. You see, like, what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, if you have fear of rejection, then you get the friend to investigate. But sometimes I think, you know, you got to practice getting rejected if that's going to happen.
Right.
So
rejection.
Just go balls out, man.
Rejection is God's
protection.
That's
how I feel. What's up? You want to?
What?
You want to be with me? Let's do this. If not, all right.
Got it. Okay.
Done.
Good to know your answers. All right. Let's get into some emails.
Okay.
What?
No, I was going to throw in the...
Throw
any,
it in.
Any guy that says, oh, you know, I don't want to ruin the friendship, shut the hell up with all that crap.
I know. We've said
That's all.
Like, you can't... Like, exactly. Like, you don't really want to be friends with her. All you think about is banging her. You're not really friends. Like, you pretend you're friends. And you want to sleep with her, you might as well confess.
Yes.
That's why we're doing a poll about it. Okay. Emails. Hey, Emily, I listened to your show all the way in Australia, but I have a question. I'm only 17, but I haven't gone the home run, but I get very close. When a guy goes down on me, I never orgasm. It's because I've never had sex. Thank you and for the great show. Nadia XX, Queensland, Australia.
Well, she's having guys go down on her, but she's never had sex? That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
No, I'm just saying that that guys would be doing that without...
Of having intercourse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's probably giving them fellatio or something.
Maybe. She's only 17. I don't think that's why you're not having an orgasm. I think that you need to masturbate more and know your own body, and then you'll be more likely to have an orgasm when he is performing oral sex on you, or he doesn't really know what he's doing, and he probably needs you to guide him and give him some instructions.
Say, this is what I like.
Tell him what you like.
And just move his head here, there.
What?
Just move his head there, here, there, you know.
Yeah,
just
something like that.
Tell him.
Okay, let's get Bill. Let's have Billy in the... Let's get Billy into the mix here.
Right.
Because these are some questions that Billy... Okay, this is Billy Sunday Mars, my guest. Everyone can see on camera now if you're watching us in our famous camera here in the studio. Fit for Love is his book. It's intimate massages to prepare your lover for pleasure, over 20 positions for passionate sensual sex. Right?
Now, is this your first book?
This is the first book, yes.
Yeah?
The set-off book of first of many.
And Emily said that, you know, there's a lot of people can't see because it's a podcast, or they can see on camera.
Yeah.
They have a lot of photographs in here, and you got your first book, and you already got hot chicks, like, all over you.
Yeah.
Jealous. What's going on?
How'd you do that?
How'd you pull that off? You just say, hey, I'm doing a book?
Well, what it is, especially as a guy, and this is for all the guys to really listen to, very rarely do women find guys that are willing to take the time to learn about them and pay attention to them. So as a guy,
if you take the
time to really understand her, much like the young girl that was just asking, the guy's got to take his time to understand her. He's got to find out what texture she likes, how she likes to be touched, where she likes to be touched. He's got to ask. And so as a guy, you got to ask questions, you got to listen, you got to not be afraid to learn and not know.
Right.
I'm down with that, but what about if they keep on talking? Like, they continue the conversation after I've already asked.
This isn't
everything.
Like women to talk very much.
If you're doing what you're supposed to do well,
she should stop talking if you're doing it right, honey.
She'll be speechless.
Okay, good.
I'm reading this
book now.
Actually, what's really true about sex, when you do it the right way, it's the woman that falls asleep. Out.
Good. I think that's true.
Yeah, guys, you should have more energy afterwards. She's the one that falls asleep.
Do you talk about that in your book?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Because I hate that part. That's my least favorite part about sex, is when the man falling asleep part.
No, you build up
energy.
That's my least favorite part.
That's
what Tantra teaches. And one of the reasons why I talk about only 20 positions, the 20 positions plus, the Kama Sutra, it's not thinking about how the woman functions from the inside. You have to look at how she functions from the inside out. Those positions in the Kama Sutra, which, you know, they're cool, it's great, but the main thing is what positions work for her. None of the positions matter if they don't work for her.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the Kama Sutra, that's how the Kama Sutra did look at that in those positions. But how did you, and you make kind of, you've studied the Kama Sutra as well,
Kama
right?
Kama Sutra Tantra, yeah.
You've done it all.
I've had to look.
You have to look.
I haven't always been an expert at this.
You had to do research.
I was a guy who didn't know what he was doing at one point in
time.
So
do you think for this 17-year-old woman, that Nadia in Queensland, Australia, I'm saying to her like that she has to figure out her own body, but you're saying that men can come armed with a lot of knowledge that could maybe help her figure out her own body?
She's got to do her own work, too. She's got to take the time to learn to understand herself, to find out what she likes. And then it's a partner thing. A guy has to come in, and when they're spending time together, they explore. You have to be willing to explore and to take the time and allow the time to be able to get to know one another. What does she like? How does she like to be touched? Where? Why?
And
just work with that.
Totally. So many guys don't ask.
Teaches.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I usually talk to guys and say, hey, buddy, do you grill? And they'll go, yeah. I go, do you have to warm up the coals first? They go, yeah. You have to warm up first.
You have to warm up first.
You have to warm up first.
Exactly. You can't just dive in because your penis is hard because you just saw me when you walked in the room. You really can't. You were not ready.
So,
we're not even thinking about it yet.
Let's break it down. How long do I have to make out with her? Like, how many minutes?
Well, okay.
If you want some pie chart.
Here's the thing. Do you want a return trip?
Do I want a return trip?
Yeah. Do you want to be called back?
It varies on the lady. You know what I'm saying? But let's say I am interested.
You are interested in returning. Okay. So you do
returning.
Want. So think about saying. It's not just for this moment. If you want to be in a relationship with her, you want to learn how she functions and how she feels. Because then when you do that, if you take the time then, you can actually learn how to make her orgasm very, very quickly so it doesn't take that long. So you're preparing her, and that's what it's about. It's learning to prepare her so she expects it. If in her mind she expects to have an orgasm, it doesn't take nearly as long the second time.
Taking a note on that one.
So how do they how do you teach... It's different with every woman.
Every woman
is different, so they have to ask.
Yeah.
But do you also arm them with some, like, ways to...
Oh, yeah. Work? Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
The massage. First of all, a woman can't have an orgasm if her fight or flight center in her brain is firing. So she's got to be relaxed first, without fail. It's like a locked door. It won't happen. If that part in her mind, if she's worried about a lot of things, especially if she doesn't trust the guy, it's not happening.
Exactly.
So you got to take your time to give her trust. And
I'm always fight or flight in my mind. Like, I can't relax.
Well, he's got to give you a nice massage.
He does. Do
the foot massage.
Damn it. He does.
She can never relax. She can never relax.
If he's doing things the right way, she'll relax. You got to work on the sacrum. You got to work on the occipital. It's basically what I call a braingasm at the top of the. Just
I want
below
a braingasm.
Yeah, well, that's where it happens anyway.
Can we do that after?
We can work on that for you, but not if you have to drive home.
I don't. I walk to my office.
Well, we don't want you picked up for jaywalking and just kind
exactly.
of walking in the street.
Oh my
in a catatonic
god, I love
state.
A braingasm. So I think I'm always saying that massage is a great way to warm up your partner. And a great way to, like, get it going. So,
I recommend alcohol. Do you have any alcohol recommendations?
You don't need alcohol
here?
Once you do it. I mean, basically, an orgasm releases the same neurochemicals in the brain as orgasm does, like ecstasy. That's oxytocin. That's released. Serotonin, like with alcohol, that's released. Cocaine, you got dopamine, that's released.
Yep.
Basically, you're releasing every chemical known to man in a nice quantity. So that's why I say she gets knocked out. She falls asleep afterwards. You don't have
Manus.
To worry about it. If she can expect that, basically that's what happens. That's what the positions are for, and it shows where to touch, why, how. It's a schematics. It's like going to instead of you ever been to a you ever see one of the piñatas in the Mexican?
Yeah.
Okay, basically that's what us guys are like. We're like guys blindfolded swinging a piñata going, honey, am
exactly.
I getting anything? How
exactly.
am I doing? Anything. But basically this takes that away. It shows you what's where and why. It's taken off the blindfold and shows you.
So give me like one specific thing.
Like what? In what sense? What are you
looking
at?
In one sense for like a man to, so she's not warmed. Okay, we already talked about massage. What about like different kinds of orgasms? Like how would you, because I know in your book you talk a lot about like the different kind.
Multiplied, blended, expanded, and extended.
Yes.
Orgasm du jour. She can open up the menu and say, honey, I'd like this one tonight.
How can she do that? The multiple blended one? I'm like, it sounds like a drink at Starbucks. You had these orgasm.
You can do
there.
It. It depends. I mean, you have the different areas. You have the clitoris. You have the G-spot.
Right.
You have the anterior fornix erogenous zone, which is in the back of the, near the cervix. And you can pick which area. But the partners have to say, okay, she has to say, okay, I like this spot tonight. That's where we're going to work. And you have
so
to,
she has to call it out every
well,
time?
Well, she has to say when they're there, she goes,
yeah,
here. And that's when you stay.
Women are always afraid to do that, though.
To do what? To tell men what they want?
Once she knows it can happen. Once she knows it can happen, she's no longer afraid.
So tell me, like, so people come to see you in what state? I was going to get into this after, but we'll get into it now.
I was going to ask you, how long do I have to make out with a chick before I get to do that? I'll show everybody on the camera. Like, she's warmed up by that time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, put it this way. You have to reverse the process. See, most guys think that women don't want
us.
It. If a woman knows she can be pleased, then it changes because... People say that over the course of time that you have to have things with age make a difference and everything else. None of that makes a difference. This is what Tantra teaches. This is what the main thing is. Once a woman knows she can have the orgasm, or as many as she wants, and you're the guy that can do it for her, she's no longer concerned about, oh, I'm in the mood or not. It changes because the brain chemistry changes.
Easy. So you teach women how to have easier, more fluid orgasms?
Yeah.
So have you women that come in that are like not orgasmic and then you teach them how to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every woman, okay, let me make this very clear to the ends of the earth and other places in the galaxy. There is no such thing as an inorgasmic woman.
Right.
There is no such thing as a woman that's not multi-orgasmic. And I mean, as a guy, it's not our fault because none of us were taught.
Right.
No, I mean, when I was growing up, I had Tantra. I was like,
right,
is that some type of car? Who makes
right.
that?
Right. No, you guys, know? No, and they still don't.
I didn't know. You
right.
know, but if we learn, if we take the time, I mean, it's all there for us now, and it's something you got to practice. You have to find a good. You literally need a good sex partner. You need
right.
a good partner to be intimate with, someone you can spend time with and explore.
Because you got to like get in there and explore.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be like you can lay out the groundwork here, but it's a little different for most.
I mean, if we can learn favorite. To play, we learn to play video games.
Right.
That's a lot of stuff with the hands, and a lot of it is learning manual technique. Manual technique. I mean. that's one of the most important things in Tantra and learning Taoist techniques is learning to, because you can find places with your finger. You
right.
start there, and then, you know, you can use your aforenamed friend afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And friend, like men, like, so you've, yeah, so you teach the men.
Yeah,
like,
and don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad. Never feel bad about yourself not knowing, because no
yeah,
one can,
men,
no
it's
one,
okay.
No one teaches us this stuff. No one.
No
I had
one.
To learn.
Why don't they teach
I was a stripper
sex
and I had no clue.
You were a stripper?
I was a stripper.
Wow, that's right.
What was your stripper name?
I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
I didn't have a stripper.
You got a pretty
name.
Good Billy Sunny Mars. That's a good name.
Because you look familiar.
What are you doing in the clubs?
No, I'm not in the strip clubs, but.
Did you
ever stop by radio stations?
That's funny. So you were a stripper and then you got into. Were you. And then you got into. This. How'd you get into Fit for Love?
Because when I was a stripper, I used to ask the women questions. I would ask, you know, I had a little notebook in my robe, and I used to ask women. I was like the lover undercover.
Oh, I love it.
I
what
asked,
would you ask
I asked
them?
What we were doing wrong. I said, hey, why are you here? You know, you're getting married, or you're in a relationship, or whatever. Why are you here? And they explained. You know, they would talk. They had a few drinks, and then they'd tell me what was going on. And I had to. I realized I needed a bigger notebook really quick.
Right.
Especially for myself.
So what did you hear? What was most common from women?
He doesn't take the time.
Oh, so
he doesn't
true.
Pay attention.
I would have said that if I was there.
And things like he doesn't know how to be romantic, or he rushes in. And it's kind of like we as guys, we think that women warm up as fast as we do.
Right.
And I mean, we got 10,000 years of get it over quick because the saber-toothed tiger's coming.
Right.
And now that's not happening.
Exactly.
You know?
Not so quick, right.
So, I mean, women, if you give them time to warm up, the more time she has to warm up, it's like allowing the orgasm to ripen and mature. Yeah, you can go from a
men
fireworks
to
a... How long?
No, it's... Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but it seems like everything you said today is something that we already preached. Like, your book is the guide. You know, you have all your diagrams and things to do, but the main thing is, which Emily always talks about, which I'm kind of down with, it's all about communication. The biggest part is communication, correct?
That's part of it.
It seems like the biggest part of it.
Communication, like, in the beginning, and also
see what each other wants.
Right,
and you can also communicate without words too. One of the things that guys really can do, if you watch her body. Watch her breathing.
Right.
Watch her stomach. Because as her stomach rises and falls, it lets you know where she is in her process. Mm-hmm. Most guys, I mean, here's the thing. It's like that Shakespeare saying, life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, and in the end signifying nothing. The more noise she's making, the less something's happening. If she's going, nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. But as she as she starts to go into it, because she can't say it, once her brain shuts off, gibberish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She starts speaking in tongues. Until she screams. I mean, this is why I say all sex is a religious thing, because in the end she says, oh, God.
Right.
You got it right. And
if
then she falls asleep.
She's got to say, oh, God.
And then she falls asleep.
So you're saying that women who are making a lot of noise during sex are not really turned on yet? So they're lying.
Because she has to focus on what she's feeling.
Right, that's
if
true.
If there's a lot of noise happening, like movement-wise, this is why I teach...
See, menace, no talking. You'd love
pelvic,
it.
The pelvic tilt movement
love it.
And the pelvic rocking, it's not about a train running in and out, because you're trying to massage a spot the size of a dime inside of her. So if there's a lot of movement, you're missing it. It's like if you had a mosquito bite and you tried to scratch it and you were scratching all over the place. Mm-hmm. You're not going to
like
get it.
So jackhammer.
You
like
isolate the spot and there's not a lot of movement. It's not a lot of movement. It's just like you're massaging.
Like which spot? Are you talking about the clitoris? You're talking about like the G-spot?
The G-spot. Or the AFE or the PFE down in the back.
He's got other spots that we don't even talk about that much.
Yeah, no. I was looking at the diagram while you were talking, and he has a G spot. He had like four different spots.
I know. He's got spots.
How did
you
find these? Because guys have been trying to find these for millions of years now.
Lewis and Clark.
Do you have a G spot locator that we don't know about?
We wanted to do a G spot locator app. How do you suggest that a couple, for the first time, if they decide they want to foray into the G-spot and figure it out? What would you show positions in there and what they do? And
yeah, I mean, the best way to do it is manually.
Right.
You start with, I mean, one of the things you can do, and especially as guys, is do a pelvic massage and a perineum massage for her. Because, I mean, anybody who's, most guys haven't read it, but Eve Ensler, the Vagina Monologues, most women are really self-conscious about how they feel they look down
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
So if a guy can go down there and really help her to become comfortable with herself and feel like she's special and beautiful there, if he can go in and really take his time with her, and basically it's just a massage. And eventually what you'll do is it's make sure you got a lot of lubrication because you don't want it to become chafed. You know, you got to make sure you have lubrication. And then you slowly, you don't just dive in.
Right.
You slowly enter. And if you enter with your finger first, she's already prepared for the penis.
Right.
So it's not like there's something, it's like you go from the small thing to the larger thing. And so
but it like can take a while, like a couple for couples together, and they're like trying to find her G-spot or she doesn't know where it is or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Take well, like a and here's the thing. Remember what I said about earlier, when a woman wants to find out where it is, say she hasn't discovered it yet, it's like a credit card. It has to be called in and activated.
Right.
So the guy has to take his time, and you can use your finger.
Right.
You use your one finger, and it's kind of like you there's a pubic bone, and then you go, you find the clitoris, which everybody should know where that is.
Right.
Okay? It's in back of the clitoris and up.
Right.
Against the upper wall above and in back of the pubic bone.
Right.
And it can be anywhere in that area. And it's basically a nerve ganglion, a nerve bundle. And you work with that, and you can watch her. You know, as you start to find the place, her eyes will widen.
Right.
And if you start to work with that place, after her eyes widen, she'll...
But it can take a little bit of time for her to...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or some women can't have orgasms. Or they...
They
you
can
think all
eventually.
Women can have G-spot orgasms.
Eventually. Eventually, yeah. And they can all ejaculate, too.
Yeah, I know that. I've heard that. I've heard they can all ejaculate, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true. How about
but
that?
It's just taking
female
the time.
People
and
love talking
and
about
I'll tell
that.
You what. If you can do that for her, if you can be the... Especially if you're the guy who discovers that for her, because that's opening up worlds to her. That's like a trip to Paris.
Right.
That's opening up a whole other world to her. It's opening up a world within her that she didn't even know was there.
So you have like a whole chapter on female ejaculation.
There's not a whole chapter.
Sentence.
But it's talked about.
It's pretty elaborate. How long did it take you to put this together?
It took a while. I mean, it was... Part of it was just being able to explain it in ways that everybody could understand and like translating in a playful way. I use what's called Manglish. So guys in Manguage, because I, you know, there's a lot of people that get into a lot of the woo-woo talk and a lot of the technical talk, but I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
It's cold there. We haven't got time. You got to explain it quick.
Yeah, like I never heard of a vulva. We call it vagina.
Right,
I'm
and
sorry.
We'll just say vulva.
You know, like, oh, vulva
technical.
Is a technical.
Right.
Like, no, man, this is vagina.
Right.
It covers everything.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you don't have to know a lot. You don't have to get into all kinds of technical names and do all kinds of stuff. Basically, what you... With your girlfriend or wife or your partner, you say, do you like when I touch you here? How does that feel? Is this too soft or too hard? How am I touching you? How do you like this? How does that feel? And then you can watch her, because there's going to come a time when you're going to say that you don't actually want her to be talking. You want her to be able to disappear into it.
Yeah. So you do these exercises and she'll just shut up.
I mean, I'm going to try.
I've never seen him read. He's like enthralled with your book.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Just saying because, okay, yeah, we were talking about these graphs earlier. It says the PFE, the G-spot, and the AFE.
Yeah.
Now, how did you find these, and what are these? You can skip the G-spot, but what about the, you know, guys like
the
myself?
The interior foreigner or whatever. Yeah.
Fornix or erogenous.
Yeah.
Well, basically, that's at the base of the cervix.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing for guys. I mean, I get pulled aside by a lot of guys saying, oh, but what if I can't reach that? What if I'm not big enough?
Right.
If when a woman, and this is one of the reasons I teach the exercises, when a woman's knees are lifted up and her pelvic area is shifted, it shortens the vaginal canal so you can reach those areas.
So she, like, when she moves her knees back.
Yeah, but you have to tilt her hips. That's what a lot of the work in Tantra is to the bicycle, the thing about I teach in the book there, and the different positions. This is why you prepare her first, because when her muscles are tight in that area, it's difficult for her to have an orgasm. It's also difficult to position her. So this is why I wrote this, so that there's not any problem with the guy trying to do what he wants to do for her. He's already setting everything up.
So if she's not loosened up, then she can't do this stuff? She might have issues. Like, let's say she's a big runner
issues,
or whatever. And she's,
So tight hips are a problem for men and women.
Yeah.
But for women, too. If she's got trauma, like a lot of times women hold a lot of stuff from past relationships in their bodies. And the guy thinks he's doing everything right. And he may have been great with his past girlfriend or past relationship. And then he says, wow, she doesn't work. Well, there's a lot of emotional issues. There's a lot of stuff that a woman goes through that us guys don't think that they have to deal with. So.
Exactly.
To pay attention to that.
I love this man.
You're selling out men all across the nation right now.
But this is what, hey, look, this is what's great about us is we have an opportunity. Like when I was studying martial arts in China and Japan, they always said, hey, reflect it back on you. We become better men when we reflect it back on us, because otherwise the power is outside of us.
Right.
So when we start saying, hey, what can I do to be better? You know, that's when you assume discipline and responsibility. That's when we become better. And it's not a matter of being, because being able to look at myself and go, okay, what can I do, gives me back my power as a guy to be able to say, okay, it's not out there, because otherwise I'm waiting for someone out there, some person out there or something out there to make me better. But
right.
If I say, hey, look, I can figure, it's like, I mean, if you walked up to a safe and you had to crack the safe and you didn't get the tumblers right, would you blame the safe? The woman's situation, it's a lot like that, learning how to work with the different tumblers
yes.
inside of her to figure out. And if you're a master at it, or you become a master at it, now you've figured it all out. And you're a smart guy. I can tell he's a smart guy.
I'm really? A smart ass.
Same difference. It just depends on where you got it from. But I know you got it. I know you can do this stuff. There's no doubt about it.
You can
okay,
do.
I understand we have to do this, but you can break it down with me.
Go for it,
It
man.
Sucks that we have to do all this stuff, right?
I
understand it. We're going to do it. We have to do it.
Yeah.
This is what we have to do to please our ladies.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not knocking
it's
that
like
part.
The
I'm just saying,
thing.
My God, like, really? Does it really have to be that complicated that we
in
have
the beginning.
To go,
in the
we
beginning.
Have to go above and beyond to do all these things?
Yes.
In the beginning. Yeah.
Like,
but
I
like
have to read all this stuff and
yes.
see you in all these crazy positions just to...
just you know what you know? Do? Take out the pictures and Photoshop you in there, man. Just take
yeah.
it out.
It's just like... I gotta do all that stuff. Look at that. Like, how was that photo shoot? Like, that was crazy, right?
Yeah, I was like, did you sleep with these women? No, no.
No, you don't have to go there. I'm just saying, like, how many martinis did you have to have?
No. So, yeah, variation of doggy style could be called the froggy style.
And it looks like you're, like, using, like, a sex wedge, like a special padding. Should everyone have one of those in their house?
Well, you can, anything, it's positioning. It's basically aligning you, because you want to align her pelvic area to your pelvic area. That's
right.
What it is.
You
got to
align the pelvic, pelvic muscles.
It looks like, what kind of piece of furniture would you call that, like, in your house?
That's a,
no,
like,
yeah.
like
a
hassock,
cushion on your couch.
Where you put the footrest.
Yeah, the footrest.
The hammock.
Like
the
oversized
hassock,
footrest.
Hammock.
Like,
I called it a hammock.
Yeah.
So wait, what is
you can
that
try
position?
The
froggy, it's an alternate position to the doggy style? It's a froggy style?
Well, it's just when you, because typically people just, in a doggy style, they've got the legs and the knees bent. But what you want to do also
right?
is you want to open her knees apart, and that allows you to get better access to her pelvic region because to the spots inside, because
right.
now her legs are open better from behind.
Right.
So
okay.
it allows better access.
These are some great positions.
It's like Star Wars. It's like the
Fit
end scene in Star Wars.
Book.
You gotta open up to be able to get into the you know the deeper regions.
It's fit for love.
Can't
fit
rely
for love.
On fate.
Thanks. Fit for love. Billy's and Amherst.
But
I
no,
wish.
We're I mean we're gonna put links up on sexedemy.com.
Yeah, totally.
But what's the main place you can buy the book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble's. Borders is gone. God,
yeah,
that hurts.
Oh, my God. They're gone, huh?
Yeah, they're gone.
That's so sad.
We are now without Borders.
Is it in digital form yet? Do you have digital
yeah,
form?
Yeah. It's I've seen it in – it's funny because I was in a gym and somebody was doing the exercise. They had it on their little,
no
their little book. And I'm
the
like
– it's like on the Kindle or
the Kindle, yeah. They were doing
the
exercise
That's
on the
awesome.
Book. And the guy walks up and goes, hey, dude, am I getting this one right? And I'm like – oh, wow, cool.
Yeah. That is really cool that he was reading your book. Yeah. I love it. So I want to go back to something that Menace said here. Because I think that Menace sometimes speaks for other men.
Yeah.
Not all men. But it's true. He's like, why do we have to do this? Like, I think that what he doesn't see yet, perhaps, is that, yeah, a guy's like, really? Like, a million positions, I got to do this. I got to warm her up. I got to bring her this. I got to bring her a latte and then massage her for an hour and, like, what a night.
I got to pay for dinner.
Got to pay for dinner.
I got to do all this crap.
Oh,
like,
that
what
changes.
Am I getting, what
that
am I
changes.
Getting in my return?
But
that
I guess
changes,
the thing
though.
Is that once you get into this sexual place with someone where you're so connected in this intimate way that you actually, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah. You,
right?
You acclimate to
You get to a
it.
Place where it, like, actually turns you on to
and
be turning on.
Are you ready
on?
For this? Are you ready for this?
That.
This is the best part. This is what guys, every guy that I work with loves. This is their favorite part.
What? We want to know.
Once you're able to give her, and I've asked women afterwards, would you prefer diamonds or orgasms? Most women will go orgasms.
Right.
And so
I can
it saves
print out a study
a
for you and show you.
Well, because those are women who haven't had orgasms.
Right. The ones who are like, I'd rather have new jeans. Like, there's these studies that come out all the time, like every week. Like, women would rather have their cell phones than have sex. Women would rather buy a new pair of jeans than have sex.
But they don't say sex. You're right. They say sex, but not orgasms.
But not when they've had a Billy Sunday Mars type of orgasm that you teach in your book.
Once they've had that orgasm, because it releases the same, it's neurochemicals, it releases the same area of the brain in a massive quantity. So the same thing, the diamond you can put down. And a diamond they can put away in a drawer. And they're not thinking of wearing the diamond all the time, but in their body. Now their body and their mind is programmed. Ooh, I
can
have
that.
So
did you have to have sex with lots of people, lots of women to write this book, the research?
Actually, no. I've been in a lot of long-term relationships.
Oh, that's good.
Not a lot of them, but in long-term relationships. So you take your time to get to them. And this is why I say, after a while, it's not a matter of having to do a lot of stuff. I mean, you can actually, you know how, I'm from Boston, okay, so they have, they had the Boston, Massachusetts Minuteman.
Right.
After a while, you can make her a Minute Woman.
Really?
Yeah. And
that
and,
is a good thing.
And under
Mattis,
a minute.
You could have it all done in like 5 minutes.
I used to have that, but the chick was crazy, so I couldn't.
Oh,
like,
God,
continue
right,
that.
Right. Bummer. Yeah, the women who just pop, but you can make different
but
kinds
was
of
was it the internal one or the external one?
Internal.
Internal?
Yeah.
Just because you were internal doesn't mean it wasn't external, though. It could have been her clitoris that you were hitting. I'm just saying. You probably didn't.
Because if you were doing some variation of the CAT, which is the coital alignment technique, if
love
the
that.
Pubic bones are rubbing together, then you can cause that too. But if she has an internal one, did she fall asleep?
She did fall asleep, but I want to throw on there. I was paying a lot of bills too, so that might have helped.
There's a lot. Okay, this is when guys get in. It's okay. It's cool. There's a lot of things that guys wonder about that.
Yeah.
You know, if she, because I mean, I heard this and it scared the hell out of me one time. The guy when I was in China, you know, a guy had a girl he was dating for a while. And what it came out to was, you know, she was with him because he was taking care of her, which, you know, is cool for a guy to take care of his girlfriend or wife. You know, that's
what you're supposed to do.
The masculine
honestly.
Part of it anyways. But he lost his job. And when he lost his job, no money, no honey.
Yeah.
So basically what, you know, when a woman is just with a guy for that, then, you know, oftentimes that's what's going to happen. Now, if she's with you. And the relationship is good. If both people are working, sooner or later that's going to come up that the orgasms aren't happening because she doesn't have to stay for the money. And then the truth comes out.
Right. But if he lost his job and he had read your book and he was giving a really good orgasm, she might have stayed.
Yeah.
She might have kept giving the honey.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, do you find overseas the women are easier to date than the ones here?
I have dated women from Europe and from China and Japan. Now, one
they're
thing
less of a pain in the ass,
less vocal but more suggestive.
How's it? Break that down for me.
Women in America will just say it. A woman from overseas will imply it.
Okay,
she'll give you hints.
Oh, we're just much more direct here.
Much more direct.
That's good. We're better. You're good in America. God bless. Okay, you say something that I pulled out. What?
Oh, no,
something?
Nothing. Oh. I was going to share a story, but I'll do
okay.
it later.
I pulled out a quote from your book that I knew that this was for Menace because he'd appreciate this.
Okay.
You say that every man should talk to a lesbian. Every woman should talk to a lesbian and every woman should talk to a gay man to learn about sex. And we always say that on the show that, like, they should. So that is because you could learn more about.
Well, they're more in touch with their bodies in that sense because they've spent time with a person who's similar anatomically. And so, I mean, a lot of the issues that people have are
He gets upset,
sexuality.
Like when I take my interns to blowjob class and there's a woman teaching it. He's like, why can't a man be teaching it?
I'm serious, because the man has a penis. He knows how it feels.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing with gender issues, and we're really foolish about this. People like what they like. You can't tell somebody what they like. It's in their system. They like what they like. But with that, with that being said, when we step back, they have spent more time around somebody very similar, so they know a lot more about how people's hormones act, how a lot of emotions act, and the functions that we don't get to see all the time. If you're with somebody or with around that atmosphere all the time, you're going to know a little bit more. Plus, you have two people that are very familiar with how their bodies function similarly. So even though a straight male or a straight woman may feel they know. I mean, I have a lot of lesbian friends and a lot of gay friends, and I'll usually tell people, hey, look, let me know what you figured out. I don't care. Tell me what you found out. And they tell me. And it's like, wow, okay. Because even though I'm straight, there's stuff that a gay guy knows about his prostate that
as
a straight guy I don't know. So am I going to not learn something, you know, that's important for me and my health because I want to be macho?
Right.
That's stupid.
Exactly. There's a wealth of knowledge out there. Okay. What are some erogenous zones that we don't know about? That you uncovered your book, or that get ignored? Because I'm always saying, like, pay attention to erogenous zones. But can you break down some of the erogenous zones in the book that you kind of have men and women explore together?
A lot of people,
that we don't know about, that we don't pay attention to.
The love handle area, typically, as you move towards the base of the spine, in those areas there, for a woman to allow her back to arch, just the prodding of that area allows her to feel more alive. And now her back arches. Whenever a woman allows her back to arch, that opens up. And then, you know, you obviously want to reposition her during intimacy so she can tuck underneath. But that learning to allow a woman's body to move by touching certain areas, like the back of her, the reason why the ears are such.
Yeah.
There's soft areas, there's nerves there. People don't realize it's the feet. Why do women like shoes? Because the same area, very close in the brain, is the area where the feet are receiving signals, and the sex area, the ventral tagmental area.
That's why I love shoes. That's why I've got hundreds of pairs of boots.
Well, this is why. So massaging your feet is it's one of the most erogenous.
You talk about foot massages in here?
Oh, yeah, foot massages.
Those are so important.
Yeah.
Every man should give a foot massage. Seriously, foot massage. Start with foot massage.
But even more so than erogenous zones is just when you prepare the body, the spine, when a woman is able to relax and you're able to work with her sacrum and relieve lower back tension and relieve tension in the hips and just massage in her glutes and you open up. And that's one of the things is to massage the adductors. When you start massaging her adductors and into her perineum floor, the pelvic floor, that allows her, when she does have an orgasm, because the muscles are loose and it's like an elastic band.
The more it
stretches, the more
powerful.
Totally,
that makes so much sense. So loosened up, because they can be so tight, like if you exercise a lot, whatever.
So erogenous zones are one thing, but more important, because every woman has a place where she likes it more, but the muscles are always the same. So you can always find an area that she's going to like particularly, that she's going to call her place of excitation and stimulation, but the deeper ones to prepare her. That's what I've discovered over the course of time, because if you really want her to have a powerful orgasm, she's not going to really care too much about the erogenous zones once she's able to experience something powerful. And I'm not talking about, a lot of women think they've had orgasms, but what they think they've had, it's kind of like the difference between what most people have had are firecrackers.
Right.
And the 4th of July awaits. This is even, you could go so far, it's to say porn stars haven't even had orgasms that they can really have.
Right. Wow. It's true. I mean, I think there's so much.
And that's our opportunity as guys, because it's
an opportunity.
An opportunity.
It's an opportunity. It's not like a pain in the ass.
Well, I without even reading your book, I can already recommend it because of the photographs, because guys are very visual.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
That's one of the reasons why we did
like,
it. Yeah,
because a guy's not going to want to read all that. You know? But if you have these interesting photos with the commentary below, what do men really have to lose? Nothing.
Nothing at all. They
it's
have
like
to
Sports Center.
Yeah.
You show the video and you give the
exactly. And do you have video on your website? What's your website?
It's BillySundayMars.com. But I'm going to do some more stuff on the YouTube channel, because I've gotten a lot of requests for that. And we're doing some video stuff now
to
give people some ideas on how to do the movements. And it's practice. It's just practice. And
it is
the
practice.
The thing is, when you practice this, the core gets really strong. There's a lot of great exercises that because they're specifically designed for sex, they work on the lower abdominal muscles in ways that no gym could ever
teach. So you teach them, you teach these, you actually have
pubic
classes.
Bone between the pubic bone and the navel center, that's the lower abdominals. If your legs are moving when you're doing an exercise, you're doing your legs, you're doing your hip flexors.
Right.
But because you can't use your legs so much during sex, you have to specifically target those muscles between the pubic bone and the navel center.
That's a lot of work. Trying to remember to do my Kegels and stuff like that.
Kegels are good.
Kegels are awesome. I have an app, Kegel Camp.
Kegel
Camp. And you can get an iPhone store.
That's going to help you from the inside. But now, once you're able to do a pelvic rock, now you have the ability, because one is just to squeeze and hold the penis tighter. That's right. What a Kegel does.
Right.
Better than that, because that's still random.
Right.
If you learn the exercises, which are talking about dropping the G-spot down onto the penis and the penis moving up in, now it's a direct... Can you visualize that?
Yeah.
It's not moving. It's not
awesome.
Missing. You don't miss.
Do you have any proteges or anything that I could sleep with? That I read your book? No, it sounds awesome.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, are you? Are you creating people? What's a full body orgasm? You talk about that in your book. How can you have a full... Can you teach women how to have a full body, and men, a full body orgasm? Like, this isn't just about the woman. Obviously, it's about men, too. But.
Well, yeah, for us guys, I mean, really, I mean, we have to last longer. And when we last longer, we actually release more hormones that keep us stronger. Everybody. People don't realize that. The way to stay young and healthy is orgasm, without a doubt. It releases hormones and neurochemicals that allow us to stay younger longer, without a doubt. Every libidinal herb that they were using for years has been a longevity herb.
Right.
So... The full body orgasm, when we're talking about that for both men and women, the longer you wait, the longer you allow it to mature, it's kind of like building it up. It's building it up and building it up. So when a guy goes in and he just does his thing for 3 minutes, that's like robbing a bank and walking out with a dollar.
Right.
You know?
Gotcha. Love it. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. I think we're good.
Yeah. We're out of time.
Billy Sunday Mars, we're out of time. Fit for Love. We can find this on their website. We'll put it on the website. We'll put your book. And we're going to do a little video after this, too, that everyone can watch. You can watch the show. And then we're going to do a little video ourselves with some exercises. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Isn't it fun? We have good times in here. And I've never seen men so engaged.
No, I'm just listening to
it. I love it, though. I think that we should get you the book.
I think you should.
I'm going to do it. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.